Another common question, really vexing one, is the patient who would have been a consideration, but now is 6 months out, 12 months out, a couple years out. What are your thoughts about delayed trastuzumab?
Four women who participated in the U.S. studies, the decision was made that if a woman was less than 6 months out from completion of her adjuvant therapy, that she would be provided trastuzumab as part of the investigational drug supply. I don't think that's an unreasonable rule to use, although I perhaps would be a bit more flexible about that. And as a group at our center, we've decided that it's reasonable to talk about trastuzumab in a woman who's up to a year out. A year isn't absolutely hard and fast in the sense that somebody who's 53 weeks out is about the same. But as that time interval gets longer, there's reason to think that the benefit could be less, if for no other reason than a woman who is a year or a year and a half or 2 years out from therapy has already shown that she's at lower risk of having a recurrence because some recurrences happen very early on.
Why couldn't you take sort of a similar approach in terms of post-tamoxifen AIs where we kind of try to figure out, okay, what's the risk at this point? So if the patient's 7 years out and you look at the original risk and try to come up with some kind of figure and then you assume that that's going to be reduced by 40%, why couldn't you do the same thing here? And then even given these shorter recurrences, you still, at a couple years, 10 positive nodes, have a substantial residual risk of recurrence.
You're right about that. And in fact, you know, if you look at the curves in the women who received chemotherapy alone in the combined analysis at year three, there is still a pretty substantial annual risk of recurrence. The problem, unlike the hormonal therapy situation, is that we really don't have data here. In the hormonal therapy arena, we actually have data in terms of the benefits of an aromatase inhibitor 3 years out, 4 years out, 5 years out, and beyond. Here we don't, and you know, we do have the reality that there's some toxicity with trastuzumab. And I think that most people are pretty uncomfortable coming back with trastuzumab after a long delay from chemotherapy. Clearly, this is one of those situations that you have to talk about with patients and you have to think through carefully what that risk is. And for the patient who had a 2.5 centimeter node negative cancer, your willingness to give trastuzumab after a delay is going to be different from the patient who had a 9 centimeter 10 node positive cancer whose risk is clearly higher.